moment, please.
Yes?
Soviet ambassador is calling on line O.
Line O?
Line O, yes, sir.
Hello? Mr. Benson?
Yes, Mr. Ambassador. I'm sorry I was delayed getting back to you, but I had a meeting and just got out of it.
Thank you very much.
Did you have a nice trip?
Yes, very nice.
Well, that's good. I wished I could get away from Washington for a while.
I think you always will be very busy now.
You always feel a little better when you get away, though.
Yeah, it's a rather natural feeling. Mr. President, 7 days ago I spoke with the chairman, Khrushchev.
Yes?
Nice.
How is he getting along?
Oh, fine.
That's good.
He's in good health.
Is he?
After his trip around the Soviet Union, he saw the harvest all over the country,
uh-huh.
And he's now in very good health.
That's good for you. When you get out and see the folks, you get to feel better.
Yes, definitely. And he asked me to give you personally, Mr. President, his regards and best wishes.
Fine. Well, I appreciate that very much.
The chairman frankly thinks, of course, that Tonkin Gulf, Cyprus, or the Congo do not necessarily, in his words, you know, decorate the U.S. politics. He said, yes, he added, apparently during the election campaign, some unfortunate things occurred.
Now, wait a minute. Let me see. I'm not understanding. You said the Tonkin Gulf, Cyprus, and what?
And the Congo.
Yeah, Congo.
Congo. As he put in his words, do not necessarily decorate, as he frankly thinks, the U.S. policy. But he...
Do not necessarily what? Now, I don't understand that.
Not necessarily, in his words, decorate the U.S. policy. Yes, he added, apparently during the election campaign, some unfortunate things occur. The chairman asked me in conclusion to tell you, Mr. President, that he, Khrushchev, votes for you, so to speak. Though he said that we are not going at all to interfere in the American election campaign. He jokingly added that we are not going at all to interfere in the American campaign, but he said that he votes for you, so to speak. And once again, the chairman gives you, Mr. President, his personal regards and best wishes.
Fine. Well, I think that you understand our situation here. It's better to leave the election matters up to the American people themselves. We never know how they'll handle them. Those of us that are candidates always want to everybody to support us that will in our elections here, but we never can tell how their support will go, how they'll vote, and it may look good in September and be bad in November, but we'll just have to wait and see, and we hope everything works out, and I appreciate your bringing me the chairman's good wishes.
Yeah, and I want you to just ask me to tell you this in personal ways, just between him and you.
Thank you very much.
This is a message I really
I understand that.
Well, I may extend to you, Mr. President, my personal regards and my best wishes for you.
Thank you, I surely will. Bye.
Thank you very much. Bye.
Waiting with...